Sam White Ball.
Right, first one to be the scarce works are Rob's actually very interesting. On this Shiloh about someone who's stuck in the middle of Italy or Spain. Where was it, Spain? I was speaking to someone else this week. It's from you also. He must have been the same shear as you. Yeah, you asked me. I'm speaking to someone else this week. On Shabbos, he told me he also heard a shear from someone about 3 years came in the middle of Spain. Must have been a few terrible. Anyway, so the Shiloh was, right? Someone's stuck in the middle of Spain or Italy, I don't know where it is, and the Maisi has got no mikveh there. And he's realized on Shabbos this, yeah? So the Shulchan Aruch says what you do is you give it to a non-Jew. You give it to a goy, and you give it to him as a present, you borrow it off him, and then that's okay. That's all very good as a non-Jew on site. Shai's wife says no goy on site. So another eight the Shulchan Aruch says is that you can give it, you could take it to the mikveh, you dip it in, obviously you can carry there, and then you use it for water, which is also not very practical nowadays. So that also won't really help me nowadays. So the Shiloh was the what big band, me mafkir it, can you be mafkir it? So we said that wasn't so good, hefka wasn't so good, to make a hefka is not so good, when you reuse it again it's not ideal, it looks like you've been chosen from your hefka. Then we said, I couldn't find someone who speaks about this clearly, I forgot to ask the Lord for this, but the other answer was the moshul, when you buy it from a shop you have in mind not to be coded. It's also not so good, yeah, also not ideal, the nice some possible allow it, but it's not ideal. So I asked the Lord, I said, what do you do? She said to me, good shtickle actually, I want to say good shtickle. He said, what you do is you give it to a yid, another yid, as a present, not for him to use for food. And then you borrow it off him. Since he is not using for food, it's like kli schoira. For him, it's not an item that requires tevila. If the person you're borrowing of doesn't need tevila's kalim, then you can borrow it without tevila. Now, but you're giving it to me as a present. I mean, you take me to the next time I come with you. The next time you go to Italy, you take me with you. Yeah. So I go to Italy, and I say, "Give me the thing." You say, "Shlomo, you take this case as a present. You can't use it. You can't use it." So you give it to me. It's mine. Now I can give it to you to borrow. You've got no chiyuv tevila because you're coming from me. If I've got no chiyuv tevila because it's not for me a food item.
That's why you have to borrow it under the condition of tevila. It's irrelevant.
If you borrow a kelim of me, which hasn't been toibed, you can't use it.
It's Charlie, it is Charlie, it's toibed.
You can't use my kelim. I've got a chiyuv tevila on the kelim, you can't use it without it being toibed.
Right.
So in this case over here, if you give it to the person as a present, and he's not going to use it for food purposes, he's got no chiyuv tevila. The whole idea of chiyuv tevila is only if it's being used for food. If it's not being used for food, there's a good start to say, this is a big shout out to the caterers, you say, the maestro, the caterers themselves, when they toba their kelim. They are using it for schoen, not using it for their own food items. Are they mechuyav toba? Schoen means business, it's a business job, it's not made for themselves eating, it's not made for eating purposes, they're using it for business.
Using it to rent out or give out to the people.
Could be, yeah. That, it's a bit worse, actually, since it's given out for food purposes. But we're talking about a case where you give it to me, I've got no use of it. The only use I've got is to lend it out to someone else, but I'm not using it myself.
The Kiddush.
I think that's, he said, the best eight to do. No, because there, after, when you're mafkir, it's a shayla, when you take off hefker, it's like you've been koyner. Here, I can be koyner, I can't be koyner, it's your item. So I've got no chiyuv tevila, I can do what I want with it. I can use it.
Because
he's got no chiyuv. Hence the person there's got no chiyuv tevila. So when I borrow off someone's got no chiyuv tevila, that's why when I borrow off a goy taka, there's no chiyuv tevila. Because since the goy had no chiyuv tevila, I'm not worse than the goy. And therefore there's no chiyuv. So that was the best eight say he said one should do.
Why even am I say your eight? I borrow it from you,
who yeah.
I'm using it for a
chiyuv. Okay, so if you borrow from a goy, you borrow a kiyuv from a goy. Yeah, do you have to tell it? But this, I also need this cake, also need tevila.
You're using it for food.
It's not being used for food.
If you borrow from a goy, the goy is using it.
It's even, yeah, there's when he used the bahila. This case over here is when he's not using bahila. He's not using for bahila. So there's no chim on me to play with it. It's a chiddish. Wow, I didn't know. If I buy a pair of scissors, let's say I buy a knife, for example, to cut string. Well, that's a good example. Let's say I buy a knife, a stainless steel knife, Sheffield is very, very good. I buy it just to cut string. Does it need tevila?
No.
You borrow off me to cut your apples with it. Does it need tevila?
No.
No. But it's my keli, and I've used it for only string. I'm not using it for food. I'm not using it. I'm only using it for having string. In that case, there, it doesn't need tefillah.
What are you going to use my toaster for?
Nothing. I'm not using it. I'm not using that knife. The holy round is mine, but I'm not using it.
Look at that string. You're going to be saying, I'm not using it.
And you can do what you want with it. You can use the food. No, that's already worse. So why don't you change it? Okay. What? Well, you can do what without Shabbos. You can change the whole thing. I can give it to you as a present. You can, it's yours now. You can do it. There's no problem. Shabbos for Shabbos what to do. That Eitzah will work for Shabbos itself.
What?
That Eitzah works for Shabbos. Someone's stuck in the middle of nowhere. There's no goy there. And this Eitzah will be to give it to someone as a present. Okay, next thing. Yeah. If you have to, if you've got stuck, you can do it during the week as well, yeah? Yeah, really. Yeah. Do it during the week. It's not ideal, this situation. It's a bidyeh v'dikah matzah. It's not ideal, because some say it's not ideal. Yeah, it's not ideal. I'm not sure everyone holds with this lemaisa. It's a special answer. The other thing we spoke about yesterday was also very interesting. We spoke about afrosh haschala yesterday. So we said a chiddush with afrosh haschala. When we spoke about afrosh haschala, no, pass it on. That's all yours. No, that's not so good. Your own child's not so good. It's like you. It's an extension of you, Pashas. We serve our shulchan over. It all belongs to you, really. It's all yours. It's not given someone else. It's someone else. Someone else in the group. Yeah, it's a good idea. It's quite right. I don't know. Yeah. So the other thing we spoke about was afrosh haschala yesterday. We spoke also about how afrosh haschala, a person separates challah. So we said that when you separate challah, there's a chilek between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. And Eretz Yisrael, afrosh haschala, needs to be done. If you don't do it, you can't eat the bread. You can't eat the pas. And therefore, if you haven't done it before Shabbos, your mum is in trouble. We just said a chiddush, and I'll just check this up today, that in Eretz Yisrael, you can't eat the bread without afrosh haschala. So I said to you that I heard from Shlomo Zalman that he used to do it on Erev Pesach. He used to, near night time, he used to take a matzah, and he said that anyone who's not separated matzahs challah from his matzahs, I'm taking on behalf of them. Which is a very good eitzah. So chiddush. Yeah. It only works in that city. I think it only works in that city. So the maestro, that was what happened in that story. I said over yesterday, that's what happened. That would be later. Someone suggested yesterday, the interesting story is that the Moshe of Pesach, maybe that's a mitzvah min haTorah, eating matzah, maybe that will get around this problem over here of tikkun, nirak tikkun. But it's a drabon, it's a very weak drabon over here. It's nirak masaki when you've got a dough. I must say the Prima Golem's got a topic about this actually. The Prima Golem is not sure about this. The Prima Golem's got a doubt whether for mitzvah min haTorah, maybe one can take challah on the Yom Tov, let's say, for. He's talking about actually for Pesach. Can you take from your matzahs? Maybe you could take from your matzahs challah in a case where someone hasn't done anything. You obviously shouldn't do it. Others disagree with this, but the Prima Golem's got a topic about this actually. Very interesting thing. Okay, that was more or less it. I think we've finished more or less going over what we learned. Just trying to think of anything else. Yeah, I don't know if people do this actually, but apparently an Eretz Yisrael. What?
Not like an Eruv, it's more than once, no?
What?
So if you use an Eruv, you forget an Eruv, it only works once
in the town of Rosh. Yeah, let's do it, yeah, this you can do it, this is no problem. This is a, I don't know anyone who does this actually, I've never heard this before, but apparently some people in Eretz Yisrael who separate Trumas and Maestros and Challah again from what they buy. Even if they buy from a very reliable Heshron. Now that's a Chumra Ba'alma, that's Mummy's not necessary. What?
That's
not a bracha, yeah. Now Shail is, why am I on Shabbat? Let's say this family is very mappy to do it. And they always, the Maestros, separate Trumas and Maestros and Challah. Again, every Maestros, they do it again. Now why am I the Marshal on Shabbat? They really haven't done it. So there, the possibility you can do it. That's the whole thing. It's a chumrah ba'alma. It's mamish, not necessary. It's coming from a good heksher, and therefore it's probably been done. There's no problem at all. In that case, there's no problem. Okay. Right, we better start with this topic. We're a bit behind, actually. Now, this chale over here about removing, the topic was removing pins and price tags. It's an interesting halacha. It's a Gemara, actually. If someone opens up a beged for the first time, the shirt, the collar, has been sewn together. It's never been opened. But say, based on the Torah, Halach and Shin Yud Zayin Sib Gimel. Shin Yud Zayin Sib Gimel. It's not very cold. We don't really have this situation. Let's just send the Shulchan Aruch first. Oh, I'm kind of pocket on it. Martina made a tzal and the Keshe Shkosher Kovitz. If you go to the laundrette, and they made the shirt, they stuck the shirt together there, they made some sort of a pin or something in the shirt to hold it together while they wash it, that the Shulchan Aruch says you can undo. She'ain a Keshe Kovitz, he's talking about a knot there, it's not a proper Keshe, and that's not going to be undone. I will aim postchin oyster mechodosh. If it's the first time, this utensil, the first time this shirt has ever been opened up, then that may not be done on Shabbos. Mr. Ruhr says, the Masakan Monahu, the Chai Mishum Makapat, Shigamah Malacha. That is the Gemah Malacha. That's the problem of opening up. If you open it up the first time, that's the Gemah Malacha. That mustn't be done. What's an example? We haven't really got examples of this nowadays. And another example the Gemah says that. Huh? Yeah, but the glove was once a glove beforehand. Yes, it's a different story. That we're talking about something which was the first time you're making the keli. This shirt over here is the first time you're making it. The Gemara's got another example, actually. If someone buys a chicken coop, which is a wooden box, he's bought it fresh from the manufacturers, so he comes home and puts it out. Now, normally, I didn't know this, but a chicken, I mean, it's got a bad smell. I know that's got a bad smell, but a bad smell is a very, very bad smell from chicken coop. The thing is, what you have to do is you have to make a hole in the box to let the fumes go out. The reyach, that's got a very bad smell from what it makes, it's got a very bad smell, which is very unpleasant for, what you call it, for the animals, and therefore, for the chickens, it can be dangerous to them, so you have to make a hole in the box, in the chicken coop, in order to make it that the air goes out. That is an ison, Shabbos to do that, that's makwapatish. That is completing that unit, that completes that unit, one may not do that. In today's world, what we've got, the only thing I can think of similar to this, which I came out with, so I'm not 100% sure, so I'll tell you, we came out with an example. Someone buys a new book from a new sefer, and the Meister, the pages have not been cut properly. Some of the pages are stuck together. That's not shy, it's because of the pressure they're stuck together, but they've not been cut. The unity didn't cut it properly. The actual, it wasn't cut. Huh? The paper was stuck together. The paper's never been cut properly. So if you take a ruler or a knife and now finish off that book and you go through, slice through that paper in order to separate it, that is makua patish. That's, yeah, it could be kore as well, is that right? It could be kore as well, Taka. It's kore as well. But it's a show of makua patish. There is one thing that's relevant to begotten, and that is not only is making a beggar osa, but perfecting a beggar is the problem. Now, that means sometimes when you buy a jacket, for example, you can have some of the pockets are sewn together. Now, that beged is not completely finished until you open the pocket. So to open that pocket on Shabbos is a Shiloh Makapadish, actually. Who I did in this pocket over here as well. Am I something at this pocket over here? And oh, what? Or where the slits are, yes. Also, the slit. But I'm not sure if the slit, is this covered up? Yeah, but I just wonder how it works. Is that put together afterwards? No, so it was once a proper beggar. It's a good. I'm not sure how it works, sir. Huh? Yeah, but that perfects the beggar. That minus perfects it. That's perfected. No, but that, if it's good beforehand, and we said, and you make again, that's a very weak chibur. Something which is very tight, and you affect, that's a problem. Putting stuffing into a quilt, which is a weak thing, that's okay. But to make something a proper chibur, that's much worse. So the chayra, opening up these things over here, are problematic. He's right, the chayra, the back of a jacket sometimes is sewn together, that slit together, that chayra is also a problem. I'm not 100% sure I'm saying that, but the chayra is also a problem. What else could be a problem?
According to you, the jacket is not completely in the pocket. Can I open one pocket?
No, because every bit of completing it is a problem. Someone makes a picture on, we saw this in a Bialocha, someone makes a picture on a keli, for example. Someone wants to make a nice design on a keli. So Bialocha is machalish, every bit of it is a problem. Every bit of the tzura is not only when you finish the tzura, even just actually making it together, that's also a problem. L'chaira, I'll tell you what else is a problem, was sometimes you get chalk marks on a beget, which has been when they cut, when they sew, they make some marks. If that hasn't been taken off, then the beggar is missing. It's not finalized, the beggar. So to clear off those chalk marks is also a chelik of makua patish, the chayra. However, pins in the shirt, what? What? That's what, even if you're not like most people don't like it. It disturbs most people. It's not meant to walk in the street with a chalk mark on it. It was a chalk mark that was made for sewing. Yeah, most people don't want to have it in the street. So a person might, Yeah. So a person, you might not mind, but some people, it's not, but it's a chesed in a beggar. The beggar is not complete. That's a finishing touch of a beggar. It's to take those short marks off to make the beggar sellable, and then do that. That's what you do. That's poshut, though. A price tag let's talk about the pins in a shirt, for example. The pins that are stuck in a shirt to hold them in place when you buy them. The shirt was a complete shirt beforehand.
Yeah.
It's a very weak chibur. This pin that goes into the cardboard is a very weak thing. It's just for transport. I don't want to do it for you, but I'm to keep it in position. Keep the shape. That is done to your makopatish. There's no makopatish. It's not karei either. So you have to know if it goes in. Normally it goes into the cardboard, yeah? It's not going into the bag itself. It doesn't go in. There's normally one pin that goes straight through. So that nechora is not a problem to undo that on Shabbos. The person realizes he's got a shirt which is like that. You might have a problem tearing the paper up. Tearing the paper is korea. You do it with a kilkul. It's called a serich aguf, that you need that for your own shirt. You need to wear the shirt. So the ma'aseh, that would be much to do. So you can tear the surrounding area, and taking the pins out nechora is okay as well. Nechora, who I didn't, that's nechora mutter to take out. I don't know how this works, but sometimes it seems manufactured of a begonim, when they make them sometimes, they sew the headpiece together, that when they make the beged, it doesn't move. That could be worse. I've never seen this before, but it seems that sometimes they do this. If that's the case, that means it was never opened before, yeah? It's always the beged's been made in this matzav, that's lechera, much worse at all. That's also a thing. Price tags, that's also interesting. Price tags, it's not like a patish lechera. The beged is complete with it. There's nothing wrong with a beged. It could be a problem of carrying it on Shabbos. Yeah. It could be a problem of moxas. The washer, to wear a price tag, the beggar's got a price tag on, and he wants to go in the street with it. So the posh can make a chilip between where the price tag is. If it's on the outside of the beggar, it's embarrassing, really. He doesn't like it, it's very embarrassing. Or a laundry label as well, lechera, the whole thing. Someone's got a laundry label on the outside. It's embarrassing. Most people don't have a laundry label on the outside. So to walk in the street with that is a shiloh of hitzor. The shiloh carrying. That's a masui. It's not portal to the bit. It doesn't become... Same thing. I think normally put it inside. They don't want the outside. Put it outside. Inside. What? Mostly inside. Yeah, if someone can see it, and you wouldn't walk in the street with it. Right? I'm walking in the street. So then you're embarrassed. That's called a muscle. That's called a.
For
some, it depends what suit it. For some people, it's a Mailer. If it's a Pierre Cardin, whatever, it's one of these nice makes or a nice Mailer, whatever, good suit the marshal. That's a Mailer. That's no problem. So you want that on that. But if it's a thing that you don't want, and it's embarrassing, it's one of these cheap shops that you've been to, and you don't want to know where you've been, or whatever, then, that's a masu, you don't want that. So that is the problem. So taking off, it depends how it is. If it's with a plastic thing, it's gone through, whatever, that's nothing. I mean, it's a shalom, muksa maybe, I mean, cut it off. But if it's sewn on, that you have to know, if it's sewn on, that could be more of a problem. Pashtus, even if it's sewn on, it's only sewn on for a temporary thing. So that, you have to know, if it's sewn on, that could be a bit different than I say, if it's sewn on. All these labels are, lechera, what do you call it?
Sorry.
Yeah, but you must, if it's tofa, you mustn't do the opposite of tofa, it's korea. Korea, that's the problem. Sorry? Depends how it's done, that's what it depends. It depends how it's put in. If it's put in once and it's not properly sewn in, that's much better. Slightly, I think, sometimes it's quite firm. Chalk marsh we spoke about, price tags, all these things. Another thing we forgot to mention in Makapash, also interesting actually, is a tikkun rectifying something that's gone wrong is also called Makapash. Someone's got a door which is very squeaky. So the door's good, there's nothing wrong with a door, but there's something wrong now with the door that's making a lot of noise. To pour oil on that door to make it not squeaky is a tikkun in that door. That's also called perfecting the door, that's makapatish. Hu adin, a woman who's got stockings or whatever it is that have torn, there's a tear in the tight or whatever, and she wants to put nail varnish on it to stop it spreading further, that's called a tikkun. That stops it spreading, that's a tikkun in the thing, that's not enough, you don't have a chance. So one has to be careful with these things, yeah? So that's nail varnish. Okay, wait, stop there. What's wrong? The door's not right. It's not right. It's probably your replica. What?
Well, I know you're doing it.
That's right. But you're fixing the door. Yeah. Oh, you're fixing.